Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about circle of control affirmations. So what I have a little further down into the show is I have some affirmations that maybe you could jot them down. You can come back to them if any of them float your boat, so to speak. But first, I want to get into what our little circles are. You know, faith in positive outcomes is what actually inspires me to set my anxiety aside and focus on what I can control, because I do have faith that things will work out. They may not always work out the way I want them to, or in the timing or manner that I want them to, but I have faith in positive outcomes. And that gets me to set the anxiety aside of having to control everything out there in life and focus on what I can control. And so what we have, if you want to think about three concentric circles, we have a little tiny circle and then a medium circle and a large circle. And the smallest circle is our circle of control. I used to think the circle of control was the big circle, but I was sorely wrong, and it caused me a lot of anxiety. And so I am so grateful that I understand better now, not perfectly, but better, what is in my circle of control and try to keep my focus there. So this circle of control are the things that we can directly control. And then the next larger circle is our circle of influence. And these are the concerns that we can do something about in our life, things that we are concerned about that we can actually influence. That is that second circle. And finally, the largest circle is our circle of concern. This is our wide range of concerns. This is all of the things we are concerned about in life, in the world, our families, near and far, global warming, everything that you can think of. But where we need to focus on is where we have some control or influence. Now, we can be concerned about things, but we need to understand where we have some control. We wear ourselves out thinking that we have control over this wide range of concerns. When we don't, we have no control out there. We don't even have influence out there. So let's focus today on this circle of control, the things that we can directly control. And I'm going to drill it down to three things. Of course, these three things will give birth to many other things, but this will help you focus on what you can directly control. And that is your attitude, your efforts, and your actions. Those three things are totally within your control. And this is important for us to know, because that's where we want to be spending our energy. If we are trying to spend all our energy out in the wide range of concerns, in the circle of concern, we're spinning our wheels. We are not actually effective at all. So when we're anxious, we have a lot of things that we can work on, our attitude, efforts, and actions. That's a lot of stuff. We actually have our work cut out for us. And those are things we have control over. So this is good news. If you're anxious, you can work on your attitude. You can make the effort to do the practices and make the changes that will ease your nervous system and take action that is good for you and your family and The more you take care of yourself, the more you are taking care of your family. So let's look at some affirmations that might help us, guide us, as we are trying to stay within our circle of control. The first one is, it is unnecessary for me to know what the future holds because I walk in peace each day. So letting go of the need to know what the future is going to be, because we are in the present moment walking in peace. And how do we walk in peace? We put our effort and our actions toward peace. Another one for those of you who are struggling financially, which is a big deal. It's a tough time. In the midst of financial debt, I take a few moments each day to calm my spirit. I avoid being overcome by anxiety about my commitments. I constantly remind myself that I am only responsible for what I am able to control. Can you see how when you bring it out of the concern, out of the influence, and drill it all the way down to your circle of control, you will see fewer things, but they are actionable. These are things that can be taken care of. Often we look at that after we're exhausted from trying to live in the circle of concern or the circle of influence. We want to put our efforts toward what we really can control.
Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical-grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
So why is it important for us to focus on the circle of control? By choosing to focus on the circle of control, we become more proactive. This is a proactive space. Rather than spending energy on things that we can do nothing about, we can take steps that make a positive difference. We can call on our strengths and our connections, and we can also choose to let go of the concerns that are not serving us well. Imagine the freed up energy from being in this proactive space. Although a situation requires my urgent resolution, it is fruitless wasting energy if the answer is unapparent. Patience drives my actions. Now, I'm going to say that affirmation again for you because patience is not something a lot of us with anxiety have abundance of. Although a situation requires my urgent resolution, it is fruitless wasting energy if the answer is unapparent. Patience drives my actions. We can actually let go
and stop wasting our energy when the answer is unapparent. We think if we just drive harder, Google longer, or whatever, that it will magically appear. This is evident that patience is required. And we develop patience. How? By practicing. By practicing the hard stuff. By having the desire for urgent resolution and actually realizing the answer is unapparent and we drop the rope. We practice it. It's not easy and we just do it over and over and over again until one day you look back and you'll be amazed at how much more you can handle and how much less energy you spend insisting that the answer be known right now. Another affirmation is waiting on answers from the universe gives me an opportunity to put my heart to rest. It prepares me to have a constructive mindset that is focused on rising instead of falling. Each day, I commit to holding my head high and being at peace. These are things we can do. We commit ourselves to working at it. Do we fall down? Yes. Do we do it wrong? Yes. Do we forget? Yes. But we come back again as soon as we have the awareness. And what a way to wait, to put our heart at rest. That just feels so calming to me, to put the heart at rest. Another one is, I take the same calm and faith-filled approach to managing relationships. Whenever I feel uncertain about how someone feels about me, I avoid worrying about it. Real feelings are expressed most naturally when people are free to be themselves. I allow myself to let them be. Another one, even when I am aiming at something that I sincerely desire, I rarely get anxious. I am content with knowing that some things in life are for me and others for others. This is where we can actually drop the rope again and know we have a desire, an aim, a goal, but we are content with knowing that some things will work out for us and some things will work out for others. We have that knowing ahead of time, and we can rest in that. Today, a life guided by faith in positive outcomes helps to keep me in my circle of control and not spend time and energy worrying about things beyond my control. While I acknowledge I have influence and concern beyond my control, they do not keep me frozen in fear and worry because I cannot control them. This is where I drop the rope, do what I can with what I have, and have faith that life is continuing to work out for me in the long run. And now, if you are wanting to take some reflections to your journal, I have three of them here for you. How do I know when I am about to become anxious about something? Write about that. Write about what your inner signals are, whether they're thoughts or physical sensations. Number two, where do I turn when I am unsure about which approach to take? And number three, what are some of the blessings that have come out of faithful patience? I hope that you will get your journals out and write. Writing is like therapy. It's like self-therapy or self-coaching. It's a beautiful way to spend some time with yourself and see what comes about, especially when you write freely. I hope this show has been helpful for you, and I look forward to being back with you in another couple of days. And now for today's quote. According to the Stoics, the circle of control contains just one thing, your mind. That's right. Even your physical body isn't completely within the circle. And that's from Ryan Holiday.
I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.